Hello and welcome to the Barton Legal Podcast. I'm Bill Barton, a solicitor who lives and breathes construction and engineering law. At Barton Legal, we help clients in the UK and around the world on everything from litigation and arbitration to drafting and negotiating contracts. And in this podcast, we unpack the latest legal trends and problems facing the industry, providing you with straight-talking insights to help break down these complex legal questions. So, let's get on with today's episode. Hi, and welcome to another Barton Legal podcast. I am Bill Barton of Barton Legal, and this is just one in our series explaining legal points and principles, not intended to pretend I'm going to make you an expert, but it's really to give you a heads up so that if you, perhaps you're going into a meeting or you're reading a contract and you just want to get a basic idea of what some of these terms mean, then we're here to help. Today I'm going to be looking at what is force majeure. Well, force majeure translates to greater force, and this event could be a natural occurrence such as an earthquake or wildfire, or it could be a man-made event such as an outbreak of war or a terrorist attack. And of course, more recently, there's been a lot of discussion as to whether COVID-19 was or was not a force majeure event. What is perhaps more important, even the type of event itself, is was the occurrence of the event beyond the control and or contemplation of the parties when they entered into the contract. And so that is one of the issues now around COVID-19. So at the outbreak of COVID, obviously that wasn't something that people had envisaged, and many contracts dealt with outbreaks of illness, but they didn't necessarily deal with pandemics. However, if you entered into a contract now, obviously COVID still exists, and it is something that is within or should be within the contemplation of parties, and therefore you can hardly argue that it's force majeure if you haven't then dealt with it in some way in your contract. But the scope. So there's no real set definition of force majeure because it does vary between contracts. As I said, some events like earthquakes almost certainly are, but you can have grey areas. And it's that uncertainty that makes it important to include detailed force majeure clauses in your contracts. We talk about earthquakes. A few years ago, there was the volcanic eruption in Iceland, and there was debate as to whether or not that was covered. An effective force majeure clause will excuse one or both parties from the performance of their obligations under the contract, either in whole or in part, following the occurrence of certain events. And these events should certainly be outside the control of the parties. In the absence of these clauses, parties may equally have to rely on frustration. That's a subject we've covered in other podcasts. But force majeure generally covers far less scenarios and is more restrictive. So you have to think about what is the actual drafting within your contract. And the standard forms have different approaches. So, for example, in JCT, intermediate form with contractor's design, there's no specific mention of force majeure, but it is included within the definition of a relevant event and allows for the contractor to claim an extension of time, but not costs, where a force majeure event arises, provided certain conditions are complied with. So you're going to need to check the specific wording. Then if you look at the JCT management contract, again, no specific definition, nor is it deemed to be a relevant event, which means the contractor does not have the right to claim an extension of time. However, force majeure is considered a ground for termination. And therefore, that's why in a contract such as that, you will find parties seeking to introduce amendments to either include force majeure and or to broaden, narrow its definition. If you look at NEC, there's no definition of force majeure, but it falls within the definition of compensation events, and the contractor may be entitled to an extension of time and extra costs where specific conditions are complied with. So, once again, if you have an issue about force majeure, the first place I would always look is in the definitions section. If you can't find it there, then look through the index, find extensions of time, and look to see whether force majeure is within that but not capitalised as a defined item. If you need any more help or advice in relation to force majeure, then drop me a line or have a look at our website, www.bartonlegal.com. Thanks for listening. Thank you for joining me for today's Barton Legal podcast. Please make sure you follow the show in your podcast app to get new episodes as soon as they're released. We'll be tackling another important topic in this month's Barton Legal webinar, and you can register for free and watch back our previous webinars at bartonlegal.com. Why don't you connect with me on LinkedIn and follow Barton Legal to keep up to date with all the legal trends and news? I look forward to speaking to you again in the next Barton Legal podcast.